This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, I'm talking about caring for your mind and your body, and I want to talk about the vitality of self-care. So, what I have is a listing of all kinds of self-care, and I thought about this as I was able to have a massage recently, and I went really deep in with the massage. I stayed with all of the parts of my body. You know, sometimes we can use massage as self-care in that we go and get rest from it and relaxation. And this time I used it more as like a body scan. I stayed completely with each part of the body and feeling all of the sensations and the changes that were happening. So it got me thinking that was really good self-care for me, for what I needed. And I said, you know, but self-care doesn't have to cost anything. You don't have to go for a massage. I used to work with a lot of young women, and they would think it was self-care that they had to go and get a manicure and a pedicure. And it was like, yeah, no, we don't have to spend a lot of money on things like that. We want to take care of ourselves. So I kind of wanted to shift and talk about a lot of different ways that you can do self-care, and more specifically, the areas of your life that you can focus on for self-care. I think, if I counted correctly, I think I have 13 of them here. So we can start looking at this and see where it takes us. So I will start here with your physical, because I just got myself that massage. So let's see, that was physical self-care for me. And you could also, in the physical category, look at your sleep. You could look at your stretching or your exercises. How are you doing those? Are you doing them regularly? You could be looking at your nutrition, your rest, your physical release. What do you do to let go every day? It could be walking or running and those type of exercises too. Then we could look at the emotional side of our life. And that could include things like stress management. Are you taking care of yourself and managing your stress? Are you doing the things that you intellectually already know are good for you as someone who struggles with chronic stress or anxiety? You could work on emotional maturity. It will relieve a lot of anxious thinking to be able to grow up in our emotional world. You could work on forgiveness, compassion. You could work on your self-kindness. Those are all things in the emotional realm. We could look at the social realm of your life. Where could you be taking better care of yourself around your boundaries? We talk a lot about boundaries in our group, on our group calls, and boundaries when they are loose or when they are way too flexible can cause a lot of distress. And just getting firm in those can help us to not have to think about everything. It's just like it's within our boundary or not. Socially, we could also be looking at our support systems. How are you doing with a support system? Do you have enough? How can you get more? You could pay attention to your social media. Again, you can curate that so that it is much more healthy for you. It could be much more positive. We could be looking at our communication. We could be looking at our quality time with the people that uplift us in our lives. And we could pay attention to if we wanted to be doing more networking with inspiring people. Are there classes that you can take or courses that would have you in touch with new and inspiring people in your life? And how about spiritual? Let's talk about our spiritual life and how we could be doing a little bit of self-care there. Spiritually, we need time alone. So I'd like you to take a look and see, do you get enough alone time beyond your sleep time? Do you get some time to be fully conscious and awake and be just with you? How about spending time with nature? Do you get some time to be outside in the elements, whatever they are, whatever the season, to actually be immersing in them? And how about meditation? We talk a lot about meditation here, and I know it's something that sometimes I feel like I'm beating a dead horse, but it's always worth talking about because it makes such a huge difference, along with this whole spiritual side of having some time alone, just you with you. That could be your meditation time. That is self-care. You could be doing breath work. You could be doing yoga. These are all also ways of reaching out spiritually. Sound healing, sound baths are very popular right now. And journaling, another one that I talk about a lot. You will start to reveal more of yourself to yourself and your spiritual side as you journal, as that pen goes across the paper. You could also consider if you have any sacred spaces in your world that you would like to be closer to or pay more attention to. We have a beautiful place here. I believe that it's called the Sacred Garden. And there is a huge labyrinth there. And it's just a joy. It feels like a very sacred space. It's in a very special place in Haiku. And it feels very energetically peaceful. And walking that labyrinth can just really bolster the spiritual spark. It can ignite it. And again, this is just something that might come to mind that you have maybe a labyrinth near you or another special sacred space that you could visit to just really reignite that spiritual spark in you and take care of it, tending to that fire. This is self-care. These are ways that we take care of ourselves. No one's going to do these things for us. These are only ours to do. Have you tried OneSkin for your skincare routine yet? I love the simplicity of these products and the medical-grade ingredients in them, not to mention how easily they fit into my skincare routine. The OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer and immediately feel softer and more hydrated. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and several studies back it up. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm so excited to share with you OneSkin, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. OneSkin is the world's first longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off OneSkin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. We could look at personal life then. We'll move on to personal life. How about your hobbies? Do you ever pay attention to things that might just bring you joy just for the sake of joy? A hobby doesn't need to bring you in any money. It doesn't need to produce anything. It can be just whatever you like to do just for the sake of doing it. And I think there's a lost art of hobbies. I don't know that people spend a lot of time immersing themselves in an activity that they just love just for the sake of doing it. Maybe you could just explore and see what it is you might like to do for an afternoon or an hour here and there that just brought you joy. Another thing in our personal life that can be helpful and really tend to our self-care is getting to know ourselves. Now, this is going to pull in other pieces like your journaling, your meditation, spending time alone. All of these start to whirl around together, but that's getting to know yourself deeply is a beautiful way of caring for yourself. You know, when we care about things, we tend to them. We want to know more about them. So why not know more about yourself? Believe it or not, there's a lot there to explore. You may not know yourself as well as you think you do. And honoring your true self, letting that part of you deep inside, your personal self, actually honoring it and loving it and not being afraid to smile when you think of your true self. Don't shy away from it. This is all part of your personal life and journey. Now we can flip over to something a little more concrete. Let's look at our financial self-care. What can we do financially to be caring for ourselves, taking care of ourselves? Could that be that you need to set aside so much money each week towards saving? Having a little nest egg or an emergency fund can really make you feel less on edge, more able to withstand any of the storms that might come your way. Because you know you have your nest egg or your emergency fund set aside in order to help you out on that rainy day. And you could accomplish this. Again, another self-care item could be budgeting, paying attention to where your money goes every month. What is it? What is it I'm spending money on? And where can I trim it? And it can be, and of course, this is tax time, so many of us have had a really close look at our money for the year, and it can be like eye-opening sometimes. Oh my goodness, that adds up, that column adds up to that much? It can be shocking. And that's because maybe it wasn't budgeted for. So to avoid those kind of surprises, we could do things like have a monthly budget and have, of course, take care of yourself, spend everything that you need to, and then have a little fluff envelope or a little fluff category that you allow yourself to spend on just whatever. Again, like we were talking about personal hobbies and doing things just for fun. And maybe you have some money that you just spend just because you have the freedom and the wherewithal to do that. So make it work for you. We're all at different places in our financial lives. But one thing is for sure, none of us do well to just be frivolous and not know where we are spending our money or leaking it as it could be when we don't pay attention. And how about doing that, treating yourself once in a while, splurging when you get the opportunity to? That's self-care also, having a little fun. But so is paying the bills and actually feeling great that you have the finances to take care of those bills. And it's self-care that if you don't have the resources to do that, that you'll look at it in black and white and take a good look at how you can change. This honesty is actually great self-care. Sticking our head in the sand and not being aware of what it actually looks like, our budget and our income, it can be devastating if we let it go on too long. So it is true self-care to take a good look at what our bills are and how we are or are not able to take care of them and to make changes as necessary. Great self-care. Believe me, it makes a difference. Moving along here, there's some additional types of self-care that I've added. Intellectual self-care. This involves engaging in activities that stimulate your mind, such as reading, learning a new skill, or engaging in a creative pursuit, or maybe one of those hobbies that we talked about earlier. And then there is environmental self-care. This is where we are taking care of our surroundings, such as decluttering our home, our living space, our office, and creating a calming atmosphere. I just know this is so important for many of you to not have to look at things or be triggered by visual items that need to be taken care of. It's very unsettling. Maybe you are not noticing it on a conscious level, but it's nagging at you, believe me. So taking care of our surroundings can ease our lives dramatically. Create a calming atmosphere or go out and spend time in nature. Another thing with your environment is to be sure that it is safe, that it is clean, it is secure and organized. That can free up so much energy. Now, I mentioned earlier under physical, but I wanted to say that I think we could have a nutritional self-care straight up. It involves nourishing your body with healthy foods and making sure you're hydrated, taking any nutritional supplements for things that you are lacking, and so forth. This is important, and it truly is caring for yourself. It feels good to do it, so don't dismiss it. Sensory self-care could be engaging in activities that stimulate your senses. And this helps us with mindfulness because we are drawn into our senses versus spinning out in our minds and thoughts. So listening to music, taking a warm bath and actually feeling the bath, or lighting candles and enjoying the flicker or the glow and the beautiful scent. Another area of self-care could involve your career or your work. And this involves taking steps to ensure that you are fulfilled with your work and that you are setting boundaries like we talked about earlier, pursuing professional development, or finding a job that aligns more with your values. It could also be things like time management. Nothing can set off anxiety faster than being behind the eight ball. And I know a lot of people live this day in and day out. So if you can focus on it first at work, you might be able to bring that time management into your personal life and get a lot of relief. We're getting down there. We only have a couple left. This one is psychological self-care. And this involves specifically taking care of your mental health, such as seeking therapy, or coaching, practicing mindfulness, or developing new coping strategies in your life so that you can better understand and deal with the stress and the challenges that come into your life. And finally, cultural self-care. This is connecting with your heritage and your culture, such as simply learning about your family history, or participating in cultural events, or exploring your community. Get involved in your culture. Enjoy this as part of who you are and how you take care of yourself by knowing yourself better. It's so delightful to be able to expand ourselves in all these different ways, and they are ways of taking care of ourselves daily. These are just ideas for you to be able to pick from, to choose from, to add in or subtract as needed, depending on what station of life you are at. And you can involve your family with these things after you have brought them into your own world and helped your heart open and helped your heart relax because it is being taken care of. Again, that was 13 different types of self-care and all the little ideas underneath it. I hope this has been helpful for you, because self-care, it's just caring for us. It is doing what we need to do so that we are the best that we are here to be. It doesn't need to cost anything. And I hope that you will let me know that you're working on your self-care and what you're doing, because this was a lot of ideas. Please don't misinterpret that I need you to go out and do all these things. Never, never. That's not what I'm saying. I don't want to add a bundle of things to anybody's to-do list. See if anything I talked about landed with you, and explore that and go from there. And now for today's quote. Within you, there is a stillness and a sanctuary to which you can retreat at any time and be yourself. And that's from Hermann Hesse. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.